I couple fight and will. And you could say, I'm willing myself to push myself a little harder every day to, like, exercise or to eat when I don't really want to. So it's more of a... It's fight in that, and fight is to me the struggle. I'm fighting through something. I'm pushing through it. I'm fighting to live. I'm not fighting cancer, because you really can't fight cancer. But then the faith too is the faith isn't like, the faith is, I have faith that I've, like, faith in the universe. It isn't, my faith isn't like, my faith isn't going to make me live. My faith is going to allow me to accept what cards I've been dealt. Like, my faith is going to allow me to accept whether I'm going to live or I'm going to die, because it's not heart-centered to just be, I'm going to fight through this and I'm going to live. And because of my faith, I know that God is going to have me live, because it actually may not be the case.
Well, that's really faith, right?
That's faith.
That is what faith is. That's a core. So what I heard you say is that you can't hold an intention without faith. You can't hold a clean intention to recover without faith, and faith actually requires acceptance of your mortality.
Right. And you can't, I don't think it's faith alone. Like, I could sit here and have faith the universe is going to give me $1 million, but unless I'm willing to work hard, that's not going to happen either. Like, faith requires action.
Yeah, I remember in my studies how faith is. There seemed to me like finding faith had several levels. Like, the first level was just trusting something outside of yourself. And then the second level was taking action based on that trust. Because it's one thing to have that trust and keep it all inside, but behaving as though you have that trust, mm-hmm. and functioning in the outer world with that trust is a completely different level of expressing faith.
Well, I mean, you can even go to what, you know, Catherine's sort of statement on stand and deliver, because it's sort of, if stand and deliver is, if the goal is creating a workshop and or the goal is beating cancer, one has to have a vision that one is going to be able to do that. One has to have the vision to live. Or the vision for acceptance, or the vision, you know, there's got to be a vision. And you got to have some passion around life. Like, Richard didn't feel like he had any passion to me. I mean, on some levels, he felt dead inside. And you have to take action. Like, the action is taking your drugs, the action is using the sunblock, the action is getting sleep, the action, you know, on some level, the action is deciding where to take action and not take action. Because, like, you know, like, yeah, I rested for 2 months, but I just got in a rut in terms of staying in bed and doing the same thing over again. Like, I just felt like I was somewhat dying inside. I mean, the one thing about working, and I don't want to push the working too much because I know that there's the downside of overdoing it, but actually starting to get more engaged in my life takes my mind off of what I'm going through, and I feel more passionate about living. I was starting to feel not that much passion about living because I felt like my existence was pretty narrow or not very purposeful. I mean, that's even why when I was in the hospital and I was doing the coaching calls, you know, my life needs some kind of purpose. And that the whole purpose just can't be coupled around cancer. Like, you either choose to live with cancer or you choose to have cancer.
I don't understand. Live with cancer versus have cancer.
Well, it's either does the cancer take over everything, or are you living a purposeful life with cancer?